Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Indeed, it is in our veins. And I'm learning that when you let go and let the veins take over the mind, life will be a whole lot better. It's good to see each and every one of us this morning. It's good to have those of you that are visiting. It's good to see my brother from down that hill with us this morning, him and family. And it's also good to see those of you that are visiting. It's good to see the two that I thought had left. I thought they were back for good, but that's all right. We'll send you on your way once again. You know, God is good. And you know, and because of the goodness of God, you and I have the right to the tree of life. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18, that when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked men, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say that you're Jeremiah, John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. But Jesus turns to the 12 and say, "But who do you say that I am?" And I like old knife-toting, ear-cutting off Peter. That's right. Peter says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of a living God." Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Simon, for Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon the rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee, Peter, the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose on earth." Church in heaven. I'm sorry. Thank you, sister. It's really good to see everyone this morning. I love that song. It is in my veins. And Jesus said in John chapter 9 and around the verse number 4, "I must work the work of him who has sent me while it is day. For the night shall come when no man can work." And I want to encourage each and every one of us this morning, get busy, stay busy, that Satan has no chance to derail you from your steadfastness. For the past 8 months, wow, we've been looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 and 21, where Paul writes these words to the church, these words to encourage the believer, to remind the believer that now that you are in Christ Jesus, there ought to be something different about you. Amen. And I'm learning the only way it's going to be different about us is we're going to have to understand who we are and what God requires of each and every one of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and round about verse number 7, Paul says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and round about verse number 17, Paul says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God who has reconciled us." Church, we have been reconciled, but for one purpose, and that's to spread the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as ambassadors of Christ, I want to encourage us and remind us, stay on track and don't allow Satan to derail you. He knows his job. Amen. It's about time we ought to know our job. Amen. If we've been in this thing over 2 hours, you ought to know your... Amen. You ought to know your job. You ought to know that our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion. He has but one purpose, and that's to move you from your steadfastness. But I'm reminded of what Jesus said. In John chapter 10 and verse number 10, Jesus said, "The thief has come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy." Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." And I'm learning that the abundant life that Jesus had to offer me requires something of me. Amen. Requires of you too. Matthew chapter 16 and round about verse number 24. Jesus said, "If any man desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever desire to save his life will lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake," Jesus says, "you shall find it." And then he raises a question. What does it profit a man? How much does it take? Or how many things does it take before we understand that life is a vapor? Yes. It appears for a little while and it vanishes away. What is it going to take to get us to see that in that final analysis, you're going to stand before the judgment seat? Yeah. Just like me, and I'm reminded of Ezekiel 33, Ezekiel 7, 37, that the prophet there says, you need to watch out, preacher. That's right. If I'm going to lead you astray, I'm going to be held accountable. Well, I made up my mind. Yeah. I'm just going to tell it like a T.I. is, whether you like it or whether you don't like it, because he's going to hold me accountable. And I'm like Paul. For if this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, Paul said, I'm not worried about it. I have a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I know where I'm going to spend eternity. How about you this morning? If death was to come right now, what would he say? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Or would it be, depart? It's not that I don't know you. I never knew you. I want to encourage our hearts this morning as we look at this lesson text here, as Paul would write these words to remind the believer that we are God's chosen generation. Yes. And I want to encourage you. This text here, every time I look at it, I find something different. And before I got through preaching last Sunday, I'd already had this Sunday's lesson already under my belt. You know why? Because you motivate me. You drive me. And see, and if as long as we motivate and drive one another, guess what? Satan doesn't stand a chance. He only takes advantages of us when we're like this. But as long as we're knitted together, like Paul said in the book of Colossians, Satan cannot touch us. That's why the fellowship of the believers is so important. Who told you you don't have to come? Amen, Walls. Who told you can come feeling any way you want to feel? No. Now, when we come to the house of the Lord, we ought to praise him. We ought to give him everything that's due him. You should have did that all week long, but if you didn't, well, you can get it today. Somewhere down the line, church, either we believe this, and I'm like this. This is me. If I don't believe something, I'm not going to do it. Amen. I believe that one day he's going to call me from labor to the other side. And I've told Sister Harmon, don't preach long. I like Carnation, gone on about your business. Why? Because I'm going to go to a place, Revelation chapter 4, where there's no more pain, no more sorrow, no more worried about anything on this time side of life. I'm going to be in the company with God's chosen people. And church, that's what drives me right now. That's what motivates me, that in the midst of everything that goes on, I serve a risen Savior that says, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy. And I've learned that the yoke of man is terrible. Yes. Amen. But the yoke of the Lord is easy, even when you don't like it. Amen. Even when he rebukes me and chastises me, his yoke is still easy. You know why? Because he's the only one that I can read about that told me where I came from, where I'm going to go when I leave here. And he even gives me instructions on how to live while I'm down here. That's why I have no choice. I got to agape you. I ain't got no choice. You know, you don't know what that means. I got to love you in spite of you. Why? Because God's going to hold me accountable. James chapter 3, be not many teachers or preachers, for greater is your condemnation. How hot can hell be? This don't cost you nothing. I ain't even got into my lesson. This is just a preliminary to get you where I want you to be. Amen. Because we're going to talk about this ambassador. And I want to show you with the title, an ambassador uses wisdom. And I want to show you that just because you think you wise don't necessarily mean you wise. Oh yeah, I've done a whole lot of foolish things in my life. I got one witness at least. Rest of y'all going on back where you at. But I've done a whole lot. But thanks be to God that I don't have to worry about that. Because Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm a brand new creature because of death on that cross. And now he says, now then, we are ambassadors of Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. Be reconciled. Do we need some reconciled folk in 2019? Yeah, we need some folks that'll stand up and say, I believe that he is the Son of a living God. And then not only say it, but live it. Yes. You ever tell you the story about the parrot? You ever heard the story about the parrot? This guy was trying to teach his, this is a sidebar, it ain't gonna cost you nothing. The guy was trying to teach his parrot how to talk. He said, all right. Learn how to talk. And so the parrot got to imitating everything he says. He took the parrot to church one day. And he said, parrot, these are the church people.
He said, church people. And then he fell short of the glory, and he took the parrot to the bar. And he says, parrot, this is the bar. Yeah, church people in the bar. That don't cost you nothing. Hopefully that ain't us. But I want to show you this morning, church. God has given you and I something very special. And as ambassadors of Christ, it's important that everything we say and do, we use wisdom in what we say and what we're doing. I'm learning the only way you're going to do that is you got to get out of the way. Amen. Boy, I'm learning how to be a better husband. I ain't got there yet. I'm working on it, Sister Harmon. 30-some years later, I'm still working on it. Oh, y'all sit here and laugh if you want to. I know some of y'all still working. Ain't even got close to where I'm working. I'm sorry. Come on back. But I want to show you that as an ambassador, we must learn to use wisdom. And the way we use our wisdom is by allowing the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, to guide us, to direct us in everything that we say and do. John chapter 16 and round about verse number 13. As Jesus departed, he said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of himself, but what he has heard and seen of me, he will make known to you. I'm learning that when I get out of the way and allow the Spirit of God to guide me and direct me, I will use wisdom in everything that I say and everything that I do. I've learned that as a child of God, you got to take a checkup every single day. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and round about verse number 5. Paul says, it's gone. Examine yourself whether or not you be in the faith. Prove to your own self. Boy, see, that's how the book works. It's all you have to do is say a little bit. And we ought to be able to quote the rest. Amen. When is it as ambassadors, we're going to live up to what we believe in. Ambassadors of Christ are ready to give an answer to everybody that asked them. Did you not know that? Yeah. And so Paul says, examine yourself whether or not you be in the faith. Prove to yourself that Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. I want to encourage us and remind us as ambassadors of Christ, learn to use wisdom, and wisdom comes from the Word of God. Amen. Not only does it come from the Word of God, it comes from the application of the Word of God. Solomon, the wisest man on the face of the earth, would say something about wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4 and round about verse number 7, he says, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all of thy getting, get some understanding. You can tell me you can be without understanding. Yes, you can. And so the wise man Solomon said, get some wisdom, but in the process, get an understanding of what wisdom really is. Proverbs chapter 2 and round about verse number 6. See, God gives wisdom to everyone that asked. James said that. Proverbs chapter 2 and round about verse number 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. See, when we really let go and allow the Spirit of God to dwell in us, God will reveal to us through his word everything that we need. 2 Peter chapter 1 and round about verse number 2. According to his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of him. And I'm learning that if you really want to be what God wants you to be, get in this book. Amen. Not only get in it, rightly divide it. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and round about verse number 15. Paul says, study to show thyself approved to who? Stand. No, approved to God. A workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. It's important to understand that without the proper studying of the Word of God, you can divide this thing wrongly. And so the child of God, as an ambassador of God, he must use his wisdom in studying and meditating on the Word of God. See, wisdom will instruct us to seek wise counsel. See, I've learned how to do some things in my life. If I got a problem with Henry, amen. I might need Johnson and Baker to talk to him. Amen. Because I might not be able to forgive and forget what, amen. See, somewhere down the line, we got to be honest with ourselves. And so wisdom dictates to me, I might need to talk to someone else in reference to talking to my brother. Now, don't misunderstand that. My brother, the Bible says I go to him first. Yeah. Proverbs chapter 1 and round about verse number 5. Listen to what Solomon said. Solomon said, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. A man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. I'm learning, church, that, you know, sometimes you don't know which way to turn. That's when you need to ask somebody. Yeah. See, I'm going to ask somebody that knows somebody. Amen. I'm not going to ask somebody that don't know nothing. That's just like being hungry and standing in need. You're going to ask the poorest person around to help you? No, I'm going to ask somebody that can help my needs. We understand that from the physical. Why not understand that from a spiritual point? As spiritual people, we need to understand a wise man will seek counsel. Proverbs chapter 12 and round about verse number 15. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes. But he that hearken unto counsel is wise. Church, I'm learning that on this time side of life, I got to learn to use wisdom in everything that I say and do. Oh, yeah, sometimes I want to get up here and just fuss and fuss and fuss. But wisdom dictates that ain't what you need. Anybody have a rough past week? You had a rough week. What you need? You need to know that God loves you. I love you and I can forgive you because God's already forgiven you. See, this things like that we don't say. You know, we don't say that. There's a young brother in here that every time I see him, I try to say something to him. And what do I say to you? God loves you. I love you. What happened to the love? Where's the love that we're supposed to have as the body of Christ? In this text here that we're looking at, Paul here talks about the wise man and how a wise man used wisdom. And I'm a firm believer that as children of God, we must learn how to use wisdom and use it wisely. See, I'm learning that when you understand wisdom, you'll understand something about what wisdom is. Wisdom, wise because he follows the word. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'm learning that if you stay with the word of God, you don't have to worry about nothing. 2 Timothy 2:15, we know that by heart, don't we? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, wisdom dictates to the ambassador. He's wise because he understands and he follows the word of God. That's why it's so important that you follow the word of God. That's why it's so important that you study every single day. And I'm learning something, that when you study the word of God daily, yes, Satan leaves you alone. Yes. He only attacks us because we in everything but the word. Mm-hmm. Love some Facebook. Love some Twitter. Instagram. And half the time we can't even quote what John 8:8 say. Well, y'all quiet. Church, I just stopped by this morning to give you some words of encouragement to remind us that we must use wisdom. And see, and a wise man follows the word of God. And when he follows the word of God, guess what? The wisdom that he learns from the word of God will help him to stay on the right track. Psalms division 1, verses 1 through 6. The psalmist says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, where is his delight? In the law of the Lord. And in that law, the psalmist said, he meditates day and night. And the more I'm learning that I meditate day and night on the word of God, I know how to treat that woman right. Yes. I better say that again in case y'all missed it. The more I stay in the word of God, I know how to treat that woman right. I don't have to beat my kids. I can actually talk to them. Amen. Why? Because it's the word of God that makes the difference in my life. He said he'll be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth the fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly is not so, but is like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand. See, church, that's who we are. We're ambassadors of the word of God. And as ambassadors of the word of God, we are wise because we follow the word. And you know what the word will do? We get our instructions from the word. That's right. That's why I know how to treat you right. Because if it was me, oh boy, might have some missing in action. Amen. but I know the instruction that comes from the Word of God. The instruction is that I must live my life in a way that men and women are drawn to the cross merely by the example of my life. Paul would remind Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and round about verse number 12, listen to what I've learned from the Word of God. Paul tells Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity. Paul says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on the hand of the eldership. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may be apparent to all. Verse 16, Paul says, take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. See, my instruction is to teach you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there. And I'm learning, church, that when you stay with the Word of God, boy, life take on a whole new meaning. I don't know about you. I'm pretty happy 24/7. Amen. And then most of the time they want to bring up that age thing. Church, you're only old because you think that way. The Bible said Moses, when he got ready to go on to the other side, 120 years old. His eyes were not dim. Neither was his stamina. 120. And we cry about 90. You like that, don't you? I just want to encourage your hearts this morning, church. I'm a firm believer in what I read and what I teach in the Word of God. And I'm learning that when I really follow the instructions that come from the Word of God, God makes a difference in my life. Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Paul says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. It'll teach you. It admonishes you. See, I don't need you to tell me when I'm wrong. Amen. I don't. Because of the Word that lives in me. And when the Word is living in you, guess what? When you're wrong, you don't need nobody to tell. I used to raise. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The rest of y'all going on back. I used to raise. No, the Word is in me. And it's humbling me to the point to where I can almost say it out loud. Oh, don't look at me funny. I'm sorry. You have to mumble, I'm sorry on you. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Church, I want to encourage our hearts and remind us as true ambassadors of Christ, we must really get our instruction from the Word of God. It's the instructions that help us to be what God would want us to be. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. See, when we follow the Word, it will guide us, it will instruct us. Solomon would say in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 9, give instructions to a wise man. Give instructions to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. See, as true ambassadors, it is understanding who we are and what God has bestowed upon each and every one of us. And so I've learned that when I have more instructions from the Word of God and when I apply it in my everyday life, I will serve God with a pure heart. Amen. I'm learning, church, that when I really love the Lord the way He loved me and died on that cross, and I'm willing to sacrifice my life in service to Him, when it's kingdom business, nothing else matters to me. Amen. Amen. I'm learning that in the midst of everything that goes on, God expects me to live up to what I said I would do. Amen. That's right. When I went in and raised my son in Uncle Sam's army, you either do what I say or that's your home. What home am I talking about? That one that's only so big? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And so when I went in this watery grave, I said, Lord, I will do whatever you command me to do. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 6, when God looked around and could not find anyone to go for him, the prophet Isaiah said, Lord, here am I. Send me. Can God say the same about each and every one of us? When it's time to do kingdom business, do some other business get in our way? Y'all quiet. I'm just asking some questions here. See, I'm learning to serve God. I got to serve him with a pure heart. 1 Peter chapter 2 and round about verse number 22. He says, seeing then that you have purified your soul in obedience through the truth, through the spirit of untamed love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Church, I'm learning that our service to God ought to make a difference in our everyday life. Matter of fact, our service to God ought to enthuse us beyond measure. How enthused are we about the word of God? I gave out 200 cards. Let that be a testimony of our enthusiasm. And I'm going to leave it right there. See, our enthusiasm for God motivates us, and it takes us to a place to where men and women see Christ in us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, round about verse number 24. A servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach patience and meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will grant them acknowledging of the truth, and they may escape themselves out of the snares of the devil who have taken captive by him at his will. Paul wrote that to the church. Can we be taken captive sitting up in here? Yes, we can. But see, a servant of the Lord has a little different attitude about himself. He serves God with all diligence. He served God with all diligence in his Christian walk. How about us? How diligent are we in our Christian walk? See, when it's time to serve God, nothing ought to stop us. That's right. I'm here because of this bread and because of this blood. No, I'm here because that cross. He died. He suffered. He never said a word for me. For me. Boy, hardly would a good man die for somebody else. But he died that I don't have the pain of death when I leave here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, round about verse number 51. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye. See, that's what drives me, to know that one day I got to give it up. Don't misunderstand me. I ain't in no hurry. But I know one day I'm going to have to give it up. And what am I going to leave behind when I give it up? I want to leave behind that my children know that I was steadfast. I was unmovable. I was always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Because Daddy knew his labor in the Lord was not in vain. And see, and that's that legacy I want to leave behind. All this other junk, you're going to fight over that anyway. Amen. I want to leave something that is more precious than gold and silver. And what I want to leave is the kingdom of God. If you listen to what God has to say, God will take you places you can't even imagine. And I'm learning, I must be diligent in my service to God. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you might be found in him in peace, without spot, without blemish. How in the world I'm going to stand before God without spot and blemish? It's the cross. And I don't know about you. When I went in the watery grave and gave it all up, I can stand before Jesus. And Jesus is going to stand before his Father and says, he belongs to me. That's what motivates me, to know that one day I'm going to stand before the Father and my Savior going to stand before me, and I'm going to get the blessing that he has offered me. See, diligence. And without diligence, guess what? Your faith won't go nowhere. I'm learning that. I'm learning that I must be diligent in my service to God. And the more diligent I am in my service to God, the more my faith in God grows. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe. I believe that one day I'm going to leave here That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, Paul said, I ain't worried about it. I got a house not made with heaven, not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. John chapter 14, you know the one they use at funerals all the time? No, that's a message to stand. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. Stan, I got your name on the door. Well, how do you get to that point? How do you get to that point? You either believe it or you don't. And I'm learning that when you believe something, everybody around you will know. And church, if there's ever been a time that some folk need to know who we are, look at the world in which we live in. See, an ambassador uses wisdom. And using wisdom, he becomes wise. He understands instructions. He served God, and he served God with diligence. And you know what? He obeys the commandments. I ain't got but two. Love God with all of my heart, soul, and mind. Love my neighbor as myself. On these two, all the law of the prophet is hung. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. New commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you. By this, all men will know that you're my disciples. How? By the love you have for one another. And see, by me keeping his commandments, I understand something. You know what I understand? I understand the master's plan. I do. The master's plan to redeem man back to himself. In Genesis chapter 1, when he made man, he saw that it was necessary that man needed some help. Hey, amen. And I'm so glad he sent her. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, he made man and woman. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 3, when man messed up in the garden, he knew that man needed a way back to him. Genesis chapter 3 and round about verse number 15, he prepared the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 6, God repented he ever made man. But Paul said in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, but thanks be to God. Why? That in while we were yet sinners, Christ had already died. He died for me. That's why I don't have to go through the pain and the suffering. I understand the master's plan. And so now when you quote certain passages of scripture, I understand the plan. John chapter 3, verse 16. What's the plan? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And Stan, he says, I've left you with an example that you need to follow. Luke 19, verse number 10, seek and save the lost. James chapter 1, verses 25 through 27, keep yourself unspotted from the world in which we live in. And how do I do that? I'm glad you asked me. Philippians chapter 2 and round about verse number 12, work out your own soul salvation with fear and in trembling, for it is God, verse 13, for it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. How do you stay on track? You got to stay with this book. And as ambassadors, we must learn to use wisdom in everything and everyone we come in contact with. Church, I've learned how to become all things to all men. Amen. I want to win some. And that's the whole key. I hope I've said something this morning just to encourage your heart. I kind of get a little excited up here. So, but you know what? If I can't get excited about this, forget about the Dodgers or the A's or any of them other ones. Amen. If I can't get excited about the man that came and died on a cross to reconcile me, if I can't get excited about the God that hung the stars, what can I get excited about? Because I tell you right now, one day you're going to leave here. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and round about verse number 10. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to give an account to everything that's done in this body. Paul says in verse 11, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, I persuade men. I'm reminded that on one occasion, God struck down 25,000 people just because they talk back to Moses. And if you don't believe me, you get to reading that Old Testament. Yeah. God did not play with Israel. And guess what, church? He ain't playing with us. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only difference, he has a little more mercy and a little more kindness because we have obeyed his son. Hope I've said something this morning just to encourage your heart. Members of the body of Christ, I want to encourage you. We're ambassadors of Christ. God has left us with a message to help this old world that we live in. And I'm learning that the only way we're going to change this world is we're going to have to put aside the things that hinder us. And we got to run this race that is set before us. One day he's going to call us all into play. And I don't know about you, when I stand before his judgment seat, I don't have time to worry about whether or not I did something right with my children. I ain't got time to worry about whether or not me and Sister Harmon was right. No, when I stand before that judgment seat, the only person that's going to stand before me and him is my Lord and Savior. And if I live the way he requires me to live, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord, for they rest from their labor. And their works do follow them. I don't know about you. That's the confidence that we ought to have as believers. And I'm learning that when you have that kind of confidence, boy, you'll turn this world upside down. If he can take two and turn the world upside down, boy, there's more than two up in here. Apple Valley is ripe. I'll say it again. It's ripe. Matter of fact, some of the fruit is falling off the tree. Some of y'all got that, but the rest of y'all, it's ripe. And I want to encourage us as God's believers, stay on track. Don't allow him to pull you. Stay in the word. Stay steadfast. Stay unmovable. Those of you that are visiting this morning, I hope and pray I've said something that will encourage your heart. You've heard the gospel this morning, according to what the Bible teach. The Bible says you need to hear it, believe it, confess and then repent of your sins. We'll bury you in water. And guess what? You can be excited just like me. To know that the God of heaven saved me from me. That's right. And then he had the nerves to put a Bible in my hand. See, you wouldn't do that. But the God of heaven saw fit. If you're here this morning, you stand in need. Let it be known as together we stand and sing our song of encouragement.